Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today we're talking about how you can make life after 60 the best part of your life. We have a best-selling book out called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Age is Just a Number. And it's filled with great advice for those of us over 60. Actually, it's great advice for anyone of any age, so you don't have to wait until you're 60 to use some of these tips. Life at any age is defined by how you conduct it, not by a prescribed set of rules at each stage. And the stories in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Age is Just a Number, showcase all the ways that folks in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and even 90s are embracing their age, trying new things, finding new love, and having new adventures. So here are five ways that the book's contributors have made their senior years the best part of their lives. So our first tip is that the new normal can be a welcome change. And our story is from Heidi Gall, who says that she and her husband David had started out with almost nothing, and they'd worked all their lives to end up in the same place. But why? Well, because after decades of traveling the world and raising their daughter with everything she needed and most of the things she wanted too, David lost his job in the recession, and then that was followed by the discovery of his brain tumor. When David returned to the workforce after his treatment for the brain tumor, he was different, and he got a different kind of job as a custodian. Heidi says they'd survived what some people call a humbling. But now, with their daughter grown and married, they have different needs anyway, and Heidi says they are happy with their new, simpler life. She has stopped wishing for a return to their old prosperity, and she enjoys what they can now afford. She describes one example, a hike and a picnic with their German Shepherd by their side, and David, her husband, looking around at the beauty surrounding them and the simple lunch they're sharing, and repeating his signature statement, his mantra. It doesn't get any better than this, does it? And Heidi knows that he is right. Their new normal is just fine. So sometimes you do have to give up the empty nester or senior years you had imagined and take that same freedom that you get at that age and apply it to a different set of plans. And that brings me to a second tip for the book, which is that it's never too late to try that new thing. So Beverly Burmeyer's new normal is the constant pursuit of her old dreams. She describes taking a beginner trapeze class in her 70s and being the oldest participant by a number of decades. But she did well, flying through the air and catching the trapeze with ease and then dropping onto the safety net like a pro. Her instructor was so impressed, he taught her some additional tricks. Beverly says, "This was truly a dream come true. But I learned more than how to fly on a trapeze that day. I learned that it's never too late to try new things. Now I'm not afraid to step out of my comfort zone with activities such as ziplining, hang gliding, parasailing, paragliding, flyboarding, and skydiving. I've traveled worldwide to fascinating places, including Antarctica, India, Nepal, Cuba, and 7 countries in Africa." Beverly's willingness to try new things is admirable. And sometimes that means that you need to confront your fears and surprise yourself. And that is our tip number 3. Confronting your fears at any age makes you proud. Sometimes you even surprise yourself with what you're capable of doing. That was the case for Barbara Bartacci after a major change in her life, a divorce after 30 years of marriage. Her younger brother, Rob, had been through a divorce himself, so he knew what she needed. He encouraged her to drive all the way from Kansas City to his waterfront vacation condo 2 hours north of Seattle. She would have the place to herself on weekdays, and he and his girlfriend would join her on weekends. Barbara was nervous about making the 1,800-mile drive by herself, but she did it, even camping outdoors along the way. And then she found herself enjoying the solitude at the condo and the time to do whatever she wanted whether it was biking for hours, reading novels until 2 a.m, or sitting on the peaceful deck sipping coffee. Barbara says it felt less like an ending and more like a beginning. When she returned to Kansas City after a few weeks, she says, "I carried with me the memory that in camping and driving to Seattle, I had done something way outside my comfort zone. If I could do this, perhaps I could navigate my new life." I do love that phrase from Barbara's story, that it felt less like an ending and more like a beginning. After the break, I'll share 2 more great tips.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So here is tip number 4 from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Age is Just a Number. And this tip is, take advantage of the privileges of age. We all know about senior discounts, early shopping hours during the pandemic, and some of the other privileges that come with age. We might as well embrace them as an offset to all the negatives of aging, right? That's just what Donna Vulcanet did when she drove her 14-year-old granddaughter to soccer practice at her school. They were running late, and her granddaughter was anxious about being on time, even breaking her coach's rules by putting on her cleats in the car instead of waiting till she got to the field. When they couldn't find a parking spot, she started to panic, until Donna spotted some open spots right by the entrance to the stadium. A sign read, "Reserved for seniors." Donna pulled in while her horrified granddaughter protested that the spots were for seniors in high school. "No matter," said Donna. She knew just what she'd do if someone tried to give her a ticket. She'd argue that the sign just said seniors and she was a senior. As her granddaughter ran off, Donna turned on the radio. She says, "When Wild Thing by the Troggs came on, I sang along and danced in my seat, enjoying my rebellious senior moment." Well, I love Donna's audacity and her willingness to embrace her seniorness. Now, in our final tip, Sandra Knocklinger explains how she embraced her age by signing up for activities at her local senior center. She reports that when she first started hiking with the other members of her local senior center, she didn't know how much she'd enjoy it. But after her very first hike around a beautiful lake, she was hooked. She signed up for walks and hikes, and over time, she realized that she needed the kind of hiking gear that everyone else was using. Sandra now has hiking poles, a backpack, a waterproof jacket and pants, special gloves, hiking boots and socks, and a bunch of other musts for her frequent excursions. When her husband raised his eyebrows one day as she added yet another piece of hiking gear, she pointed out that it's money well spent, especially when compared to the cost of medical care for what she calls sitting disease. At that, her wise husband responded, "Whatever makes you happy," which just goes to show that a lot of wisdom comes with age as well. And that was tip number 5, that is not too late to find your fitness passion. So many of the contributors to our new book about life after 60 reported on their new fitness regimens. Many of them are fitter now than they were during their youth, and now they have more time available to engage in their favorite sports or outdoor activities. So those are my 5 tips from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Age is Just a Number. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to learn more about the book. You'll see the front and back covers there, and you can read more about it. I'm Amy Newmark, publisher and editor-in-chief of Chicken Soup for the Soul, and I invite you to share your own stories and wisdom and become one of our published writers. Check out the Submit Your Story area on our website. You'll see a list of topics we're working on, some story guidelines to help you write a great piece, and the form you fill out to send in your story for consideration. We're always looking for new storytellers to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. Come back next time for a couple of stories that will inspire you to pursue your passion or favorite hobby, with some great advice for how you can make your own me time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.